You do desperate things at desperate times. Due to the pandemic, my job had laid me off. Money was tight and I was barely making ends meet. You submit your resumes to jobs left and right, and nothing comes up. The only things that seem to be available are jobs that force you to interact with too many people face to face. And right now, that is a scary thing. And as a last-ditch effort to create some type of income, I created an OnlyFans. I let them know right away that there would be no nudity. But I did post some cheeky near nudes, made some pictures delightfully teasing, but it was not enough. I look good. I have a wild mane of dark hair, brown eyes that have been described as pools of dark chocolate. I know how to paint my lips to make them seem like they could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. My tits are big enough to show a dark valley of cleavage when pushed together. One of my biggest photos that sold was one I had a dildo shoved between them to show how fuckable they could be. I have enough of a booty that leaves little to the imagination when in panties or bikini bottoms. I've been described as a thick girl, with thighs that could lock your head into place and wouldn't allow you to escape. You like the sound of that? So does everyone else when you also sell yourself talking dirty as extra content, when I'm honestly just the simple girl next door trying to make a living. I don't want to sell my body, but extreme close-ups and the hint of things to come is what is currently keeping me fed while I delay creditors and keep a roof over my head. Things were getting tighter, and with the loss of that extra $600 a week, I was starting to get a little bit desperate. I started trolling online ads for other ways to make money, hoping to find some type of virtual personal assistant job, even though I had no experience. I created a Snapchat that people could find through dating apps and put my body out there to try to get more movement to my OnlyFans, or to get any sort of additional income. The pandemic had turned me into a sex worker of sorts, and I promised to squirrel away a portion of it to savings until I found something real. I wanted a steady income and not the up and down flux of the whims of the saturated picture market. I felt like I was pricing myself out of actually making anything compared to people locally and nationally. I felt like another pretty face and a nice body, just trying to make a buck to survive. Then I got a notice through my Snapchat. Your blood for the audio god. I want you fucked in a series of videos. Your face will be shown in the videos. Enough light will be given to show your body in the videos, but otherwise, it will be dark. I have done this before like this. He sent me samples of screenshots of videos with other girls, with various looks of pleasure, pain, and uncertainty, and terror in their eyes. Your blood for the audio god. These will be used for sale to others. However, it isn't something that is publicly advertised and generally only purchased by special collectors who remain nameless. No paperwork, no ID. You've been approved on OnlyFans, so I know you are of legal age. Well, the guy did go through and figure that out. Me. How do I know that this won't go to someone I know? Your blood for the audio god. You don't. We wouldn't know either. These are paid via Bitcoin on the dark web. The collectors pay us good money for these videos. Me. Us? Your blood for the audio god. Yes. I work with multiple people to set these films up all over the country. Do you see that blonde? Do you see those hands on her ass? That's the man you will be working with. I looked at the picture of the blonde woman whose face looked like she was in agony. The hands gripping her hips looked like strong hands squeezing tightly into her ass. Then a short clip popped up on my screen to show that the agony seemed to be her coming. Your blood for the audio god. I will give you 24 hours to think over the offer. It will be 3 videos on 3 separate days. Each day will use a different hole depending on how the talent feels. In addition to your rate, this particular talent will pay 50% for no condom usage, and we will match that to make it 100% more. I was a bit intrigued and asked how much the normal rate was. Your blood for the audio god. $2,000 per video. Paid cash. My eyes bulged out of my head. Me. What if I change my mind mid-video? The answer made me sick to my stomach. Your blood for the audio god. It turns into a rape video, and additional funds will be left with your body after we are through. You will not hear from us for the remaining videos. You have 24 hours to respond. I should have just deleted everything right there, submitted the information to Snapchat. The guy admitted they would outright rape me if I said no. I should have done something, but I didn't. I let those last lines sit in the pit of my stomach as my calculations kept coming into my head as I took photos to post later. Up to $4,000. $12,000 for 3 videos. The money was under the table, but that could make things so much easier for me while I got work. Except that I didn't know who would actually see this. Was I really willing to put myself in that much danger? I didn't know these people, and while I might be a sex worker, I wasn't a prostitute. What if they didn't actually pay me as promised? But I waited until the 23rd hour. Me. How do I know this isn't a trick and you're not just going to fuck me and not pay me? How do I know that you'll show me money but change your mind? Your blood for the audio god. You get the money up front. If it is not all there, you will be able to back out. We have you count the money and put it in your purse. I was told to wear makeup. Dark eyeshadow. Dark lipstick. Any clothes I wore should be clothes that were easy for me to remove in the dark and easy to find in the dark. I was given an address with a 4-digit code for the door. I was not allowed to take my own vehicle to the location, or at least, if I did, I would have to park elsewhere and walk there. I was to bring a purse or small backpack with any wipes for afterward and to put my payment in. Your blood for the audio god. Condoms, yes or no? I didn't know what I was doing, but I told them no. My driver pulled up to a nondescript house in the suburbs. I was told to open the gate and to go to the right side of the house, where there would be an entrance with a keypad for a lock. I put in the code 8217 and entered the darkness immediately. Hello? I said. I'm here. A monitor came in the distance. I walked toward it, and a message was on it. Hello, fornication. The money is in the envelope in front of the monitor. Please count it. There was an envelope, and I never saw this amount of cash in my life. It was 40 crisp $100 bills. Please put it in your purse, and put the purse to the left side of the monitor. I did what I was told. Take off your clothes and place them to the right of you. I took my shirt off and slid out of the yoga pants I was wearing. I wore light colors, and I see why. The room was black as pitch, and I could barely see the clothing on the floor due to the monitor's light. Push the monitor back until it can no longer move, and climb onto the surface on your hands and knees. I did so, and after pushing it a few feet, it hit something. I climbed, and it felt like a bed. Please lower your face until you can see your face completely in the frame. I did. A little lower. I move lower. Slide your hands between your legs and start playing with yourself. Get yourself wet. Remove your hand when the talent arrives. Be as loud or as silent as you want for the rest of your time here. Say anything you want. You will receive no further commands until the talent is done. I did what I was told. I opened myself up and did what I normally would do to work on getting myself off. I knew my body, and I knew how to get myself going in cases where it was obvious someone didn't know what they were doing. I never faked when I came on camera while playing with myself through my panties, so I knew how to get myself off quickly. I let out a soft moan as I was edging myself, close to coming when the talent arrived. The light of the monitor and its angle made it almost impossible for me to see details. He was wearing a black shirt and a black mask. His eyes glinted in the light for a brief second, but he was already hard. I turned to look back to see if his cock was actually as big as the monitor made it appear, but his hand grabbed my head and forced it back toward the monitor. He let go of my head as I watched him take that same hand and grab my hip. I gasped as his stiff cock rubbed itself up and down my slit, and he just rammed it inside me. Oh shit, I thought. Oh, this man was not taking his time at all. He quickly grabbed my hips and pulled me onto his cock, and he was slamming into me with no mercy. I was barely wet enough for him and hissed in pain as he had his way with me. He started with slow thrusts as I laid down forward on the bed. After the initial pain I felt, I was getting wetter and wetter and started to enjoy more of his cock going in and out of me. Grabbed my hair and pulled my head back. And I groaned at the way I was being handled. He started pumping into me faster and faster. He was using me like I was a sex toy and not as if I was a person. I moaned as he roughly handled my hair as reins as he continued to batter my insides with his cock. Only sounds were the sounds from the bed, his flesh slapping against my ass, and my moans and groans. He moved his hand from my hair and hip and wrapped them around my throat. His arms were long and strong as I gasped, barely getting air. Watching as my eyes started to water on screen, the streaks of mascara started to run down my cheeks. He pulled his hand back before the tears started to go down to his hand, digging his fingers into my hips. I screamed and moaned and cursed because while I was being used as a piece of meat, I was enjoying every minute of it. This faceless stranger using me for his own pleasure was ramping up my own pleasure. I tried to close my eyes to savor it. But it appears I wasn't allowed. As soon as I closed my eyes, both hands reached to the top of my head and pulled at my forehead to force my eyes open. I dug into my skull and it fucking hurt. All I could do is roll my eyes into the back of my head and shout, fuck me, you ugly incel piece of shit. This is the only way you could get laid, isn't it? I have to fuck a pretty girl in the dark because otherwise I would be disgusted with your face and body. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. But holy fuck, did he really start ramming it into me? Amundsen. Fuck me like the whore you're paying for. That's what I am. A fucking video whore for you. Whoever's paying for this, I hope you're getting what you paid for. Because I'm fucking enjoying taking your fucking money. I hope this is fucking worth it. If you play with your little dick's probably coming in 2 seconds. I couldn't talk anymore as he pushed me down. My head staying in the lower part of the frame. But he really started to apply hard and deep strokes. All I could do was spout gibberish and moan until he started shouting over and over that I was gonna come. I started coming. I screamed. I never screamed when I come. But I just shrieked and yelled. And I tried to shake my head in pleasure, but my head was grabbed. My eyes were forced open as I had to look into the monitor, look into my own eyes in agony as I just screamed in pleasure from being used. I just remember shouting, more, more, more. Keep doing that. Keep me fucking coming. When I finally felt him come, I never felt so much cum inside of me. It wasn't shooting. It was just, like an instant pouring of thick cum in my pussy. He grabbed my hips roughly as he came deep inside of me. No grunts, no groans, just, dropped his load. When he was done, he rearranged my body as I watched my tits hang down on the screen. He finally whispered, "Grab your tits and spread them." I did, and I was able to see all the way down my body. I was able to see his balls hanging. He stepped back into the darkness, and I saw everything start to drip out of my pussy in the light. It made my pussy twitch hard, and I gasped, almost coming at the sight of it. The screen faded to black and text came on the screen. "Your blood for the audio god. Please wipe yourself clean and leave. We will send you clips and stills if you would like to use them for your OnlyFans to give you additional income. You will not get the full video. We will be in touch with the next address at a later date." I called out, "Are you still here? Hello?" There was no answer. I crawled back onto the bed, my knee hitting the puddle of our mixed cum, and wiped myself clean with the baby wipes I brought. I wanted to apologize for calling the guy who fucked me an incel piece of shit, but I was afraid if I tried anything else, what might happen to me. I put on my clothes and left. The next day, I got a video of me saying, "You ugly incel piece of shit," along with various stills of the look on my face. Most of them, I knew I was in pleasure, but if you didn't know, you would think I was horrified by my situation. I decided to keep them to post for a rainy day, hoping that I would never have to share them, wondering who is buying my video on the dark web now.